Hey, it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode.
Good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. Y'all, it went a little long today. The jam session went a little long today because I'm over here just jamming and just praising the Lord. And just that's the reason why I have these jam sessions is for y'all to jam out and praise God and give God all the glory. And most importantly, we are setting the atmosphere and saying, God, yes, I want you all up in my life. I want you to orchestrate everything you got that I got going on. I want you to guide my footsteps. I want you to take me from glory to glory to glory. I want you to be in every atmosphere that I'm in. I want you to be in every room that I'm in. I want you to be on every Zoom call, every virtual call or whatever, in everything I got going on. I want you in it, in my career, in my business, and life in general. So we just give God a hand clap of praise this morning. Yes, a hand clap of praise this morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be glad in it. Yes, let us rejoice and be glad in it. I don't know about you all, but I am excited for today. Today marks a beautiful milestone in my career journey, and I had to just really reflect on what today means. Today is September 30th, 2024, if y'all didn't know. And it's a Monday morning. And today signifies, today marks the 5-year anniversary of me voluntarily leaving my corporate career as an IT auditor or an IT consultant. Today marks the 5-year anniversary. So that means for half a decade, I have been saying deuces to my past career as an IT auditor. And now you all know me as Coach Crystal, Career Coach Crystal, Crystal who is thriving, or the Crystal who is in the professional development industry. And I have worked with so many people and elevating their career journey thus far. And it just brings me complete joy because let me tell you, the woman I was 5 years ago is surely not the woman I am today. There has been an evolution, not just an evolution in my career and the progress I've made in my business as a professional development industry, or as a career coach. But let me tell you, there has been a spiritual shift too. There has been spiritual maturity taking place in my life. And I just am so happy and I'm so grateful that God has definitely elevated me, not in the way that I envision it. I'm going to say that again. He has elevated me not in the way that I envision it, but in the way he has envisioned it, my friends, the way he has envisioned it. Because let me tell you, if you would see my plans, if you would see what I wrote 5 years or 6+ years ago, let me tell you, it does not look anything like I thought it would look like. If anything, those plans are elevated, they are enhanced. And that's what happens when you really fully surrender your plans to God, when you fully surrender your career, when you fully surrender your business, when you fully surrender your life to God and say, God, just take take whatever these plans are I have written. Yes, the word says write the vision and make it plain and make it clear and do all the things. But let me tell you, the vision, what you emphasis on you, what you have envisioned for your life may not be what God has envisioned for you. So right now, I just declare and decree that we right now trade in our plans or submit our plans to God and say, God, just take it. Just take it because I trust you. Take it and do a new thing. Take it and make it over. Take it and make me new in the process. Come on, make me new in the process. So I just want y'all to declare and decree that over yourself right now in Jesus' name, that whatever you may be envisioning for yourself, that you submit it to God. Whatever you may be envisioning for your business, for your career journey, that you submit that thing to God and say, God, I know this right here, when I submit it to you, when I fully surrender it, meaning like, you know how you all surrender, like your hands need to be up. It's like you're in full praise posture. You're in full worship and saying, I surrender, God. Like meaning whatever your plans may be on paper, they could be digital or whatever, right? But when you surrender, your hands are up. That means your hands are off of it. And you're saying, God, put your hands on it. Put your hands on it. Mold it, shape it, do whatever you need to do with it. Because I know when it's in your hands, it's going to be better. I know when it's in your hands, it's going to accelerate to new levels. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard. Come on now, y'all, I'm just really excited. But I just wanted to share that with you all this morning and declare that over you this morning because it's real. It is real. I'm a living testimony. I know people that are attached to me that are living testimonies of surrendering, fully surrendering themselves, fully surrendering their plans, their careers, their businesses, and to God. And so, my friends, definitely, take God up on his offer. Take God up on his offer and saying, my child, I got you. I got these plans. I'ma flip the script. I'ma flip these plans. I'ma flip these plans and make it better. I'ma flip these plans and let you see my glory. And let you see my glory. And so will you allow God to show himself to you? I'm going to let that question sit with you all this morning. Will you allow God to show himself to you in your career, in your businesses, in your life? Will you allow that? And when I ask that question, and when you sit with that question is going to make you think. It's going to make you take or release control because that's what it is. When you're surrendering, you're releasing control over something. You're releasing control over the plans. You're releasing control over your life and saying, God, I need you to step in right now. Not just right now, but I need you to step in the future. I need you to step in and do a new thing within me. And so I just pray that God does that for you all this morning. And also, let me see. Yes, today marks the 5-year anniversary for me. Stepping away from my corporate career and going all in into in the professional development industry. But today, I said, God, you definitely be lining things up. You definitely be lining things up because with the news that I wanted to really share with you all over the past weeks I've been saying, alluding to the fact that I have a lot going on and everything. But I wanted to share that today does signify the 5-year anniversary, but today also signifies the day that the purchase of a business, I made a purchase in a business, and it will be finalized today. This business, you all, is going to, that I invested in, that I purchased, is going, aligns with the career and professional development industry, and it's going to allow me to serve people in a new and extraordinary way. And I'm very excited about it, super excited about it. It gets finalized today. So I'm going to definitely share more details on that next week when it will officially be finalized. But please know that whatever I'm doing, it is being guided by the Lord. The Lord gave me the green light to do this. So I am excited to see where this is going to go. And I'm excited for you all to jump on board too, because this is going to definitely elevate you professionally, elevate you in a way that you, my mission, my friends, is for people to say, I'm not stuck in my career. I want to give people strategies, clear strategies. And no, I can't physically like work with everybody, but this, what I have invested in, and my new business is going to do just that. And so I'm so excited, so excited, so excited to share more with you all. But let's get into what we came here for, and that's the prayer call, right? But so the Lord laid on my spirit this morning, 1 Corinthians 15. Verse 58. I'm going to say that again. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. And I was asking God, I said, God, what are we talking about this morning? I know we're going to share a few things with your people this morning, but what is the scripture that you want me to highlight around this? And he highlighted 1 Corinthians 15, 58, because he said to me, this is the scripture that you was leaning on. This was your capstone scripture. This was your anchor scripture that you were leaning on and you were anchored in during your time of when you left corporate to go full time in the professional development industry. I was anchored in this scripture, you all, and I need to read it to you. It states, therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. All right, I'm going to say that again. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. For me, it's the not in vain. It's basically summing this up. The work you do today is not in vain. Is not in vain. And so I want to read for you some commentary that comes with this in the study Bible. It states, because of the resurrection, nothing we do for the Lord is useless. And I'm going to put a pin in that, because I feel as though some people on this call this morning, or whoever may be listening to the replay, you're feeling like whatever you're doing in your career journey right now, whatever you may be doing in your business or just in life right now, it feels useless. It feels pointless, but I want to just declare and decree that it's not. If you know for a fact that God is leading you and you are fully surrendered, and literally meaning like your hands are off of it, but God's hands are on it, My friends, your work is not in vain. Your labor is not in vain. And I just want to encourage you to just keep trusting God, trusting, sincerely trusting, genuinely trusting, continuously pray. The word says to continuously pray, continuously talk to God, talk to our Heavenly Father about all things, right? All things. And so taking a pen out of the commentary, it states, sometimes we become apathetic about serving the Lord or hesitant to do good because we don't see any results. Ooh, I'm gonna put a pen back in it. I can't tell you how many times I have done something and I have not seen the results like that. They're not instant results. But let me tell you, even though, and I really want to speak to the business owners right now, because you may be feeling like, well, I just don't have the clientele that I need, or I just don't have these resources. I don't da 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 da. I hear you. But our Father also says he is our shepherd and you lack nothing. So focus on that too. And understand that it's not going to be like this forever and always. Trust me, I'm living proof, because I started with no clients, started from scratch, zero, zilch, all the things that's equivalent to zero. But let me tell you, through constantly doing the work, constantly showing up, not just for me, but for God, showing up. And because when God gives you something to do, when he assigns for something, for you to do something, or when he has placed a task or an assignment on your heart, you're doing it for his glory. You're doing it for his praise, his glory, right? To honor him. You don't do it for man. You don't do it to just show up for man. You're doing it to show up for him. You're doing it to show up for you too, but to show up for God first and foremost. Look, will you show up for the one? And the one, yes, God, but will you show up for the one person in the audience? Come on. Will you show up for that? And will you show up and show out? So if you can show up for the one, let me tell you what's happening in that moment. Specifically for the business owners or people who are aspiring to be business owners. Let me tell you, God is developing you in that moment. He is developing you. He's developing skills that can't be taught. I'm just going to say that. He's developing skills that cannot be taught. He is giving you specifically what you need to do. He is developing you in a way that you can't be duplicated. You're already uniquely and wonderfully made, but can't nobody do it like you? Can't nobody do it like you? And when you understand that and truly start to trust the process, you will start to realize that and gain confidence, not just in yourself, but gain confidence in God, your Heavenly Father, and where he is taking you in this season or in that season of your life. Okay. So the results, my friends, are coming. They are coming. They are coming. And they are here. The results are here. It's just that we have to go through this thing called process. Don't nobody like to be processed. Let's just be real. But it's necessary. It's necessary for our growth. It's necessary for professional growth. It's necessary for spiritual growth. It's necessary for our growth and overall growth. And we don't know who's watching us. There's so many people watching us from afar. They'll never tell you, but God is using you to resurrect something in their life. Come on now. God is using you to resurrect something in their life, to resurrect whatever dream they may be having, whatever visions they may be having. He is using you. Ooh, I felt that so good in my spirit, y'all. Yeah. So if y'all not out here doing what God has called you to do, I don't know. I pray that convinced you. I pray that really hit your heart good and convicted your spirit. Okay. Also, it stated, and it said, knowing that Christ has won the ultimate victory should affect the way we live right now. Don't let discouragement over an apparent lack of results keep you from doing the work of the Lord enthusiastically as you have opportunity, knowing that your work will have eternal results. Mm. I don't know about y'all, but it's the eternal results for me. So I'm the I've shared my story time and time again of the lack of obedience or being in disobedience. It's not a fun place at all. So I encourage you all right now, if there is something that God has placed on your heart to do, if God is sharing with you to make a career transition and you're like, God, this don't look like the math ain't math. I've been there, done that. The math on math. And when he said, girl, I need you to leave this corporate career right now and go fully into the professional and development industry. I need you to leave it right now. And I see now why he said leave. And for those who don't see why now, it's okay. I didn't see why now back then, but I see why now as I reflect back over my life, as I reflect back over the changes and the challenges that have happened and the opportunities that have presented themselves literally out of nowhere. That ain't by coincidence. That's God. That's God leading me down the path. So we need to trust. So trust the process. Trust God. And most importantly, surrender it all. Surrender it all. In the song I played this morning, All Things by Kirk Franklin, he said something that hit me good. When he was talking, not the singing part, he said, he's not preparing, he as in God, God's not preparing it for you, or God's not only preparing it for you, he's preparing you for it. Whew. So allow God to prepare you for the moment you are really praying for. Allow God to prepare you for the season you are praying for. Allow God to prepare you. And I pray that when you arrive, or when, I don't want to use like you arrive because we're always evolving. We don't really ever arrive. But when we realize that moment, I pray that God meets you where you're at. I pray that God will just take over in the rooms you're going to be speaking in. I pray that God will take over the business that you have in your heart. I pray that God will take over ministries you have in your heart. I pray that God will take over your career, will take over your life in general, will run rapid through your bloodline. Come on. And bless your children's children, will bless everybody that's attached to you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, you all, let's get into this good word of prayer. I pray that message really penetrated your heart and that you study 1 Corinthians 15:58 and allow God to reveal to you what it is that he wants to speak to you in this while studying this scripture. All right. Lord Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice, God. I thank you for their gifts. I ask that every gift that lays dormant right now, God, that you stir it up, God, so good, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and bring it to fruition. Allow them to just be used by you, God. Give them the courage to just submit their life to you, to surrender their careers, to surrender their businesses, and their life in general, Lord. Just God, give them the courage to do that and let them know that you got them. You got them in the palm of your hands, God. Let them, give them the courage to release their hands off the plans and let your plans, or let your hands be all over their plans. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We thank you for their minds. We ask that you shelter and protect their mind, God. Protect their mind from the world. Protect their mind from themselves, God. So we take every negative thought captive right now in the name of Jesus. I'm going to say that again. We take every negative talk, negative doubts, fear, we take it all captive right now in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. God, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your peace. Your word says that you can only give us peace that surpasses all understanding. So we thank you for that type of peace, Lord, within our careers, within our businesses, within life in general, God. God, we lift your name on high right now because you are forever worthy. You are worthy of all the praise, all the glory, all the honor in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you. We thank you for caring about our innermost thoughts, God. We thank you for caring about us, caring about us. We thank you for your divine protection from the crown of our heads to the sole of our feet, God. We thank you. We thank you for going before us and setting that atmosphere in rooms that we're going to be in this week. We thank you for setting the atmosphere on virtual calls we're going to be on this week. We thank you for setting the atmosphere on the highways and the byways, God, and protecting us. And thank you for dispatching your angels, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to surround us, to surround our families, God, to surround extended friends and family, God, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you. We thank you for your love, your grace, your mercy. We thank you for constantly showing us favor in any season of our lives, God. And God, we thank you for the plans that you have for us. We thank you for the visions that you have given us, Lord. And we just pray right now with your help, God, that they are executed in the way, not that we want it, but in the way that you want it. God, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. All right, you all go forth and conquer and have a blessed and productive work week. And I will catch you back up here next week.
Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.